I just wanted to say, Jack, with regard to that gal, friend of a friend, I think
Yeah.
she was what? She was overweight, if I remember. She was what, 30 pounds overweight, maybe?
Oh yeah, no, I mean her body was
She was
not in very
overweight.
good shape at all.
And she
She
was
was
overweight.
overweight, she was smoking, and she was eating bad foods.
And, I just want to throw out there that the stats now, it's a global situation where the world is taking note about fatty liver disease based on the fact that how people are eating. And when you're obese, which, could be 30 pounds is definitely you're over fat, okay? And you're in the obesity category. There's a 30 to 90% chance that you will have fatty liver disease. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. It's called NA, non-alcoholic FLD. And what that means is it's just your liver is infiltrated with fat like an alcoholic's would be. Now, half of those people get a different fatty liver and they don't know why. It's called NASH, NASH, non-alcoholic steatorrheic hepatitis. It's the same thing except this it's an infection, like an infection hepatitis of the liver. And what happens with this is you go to a cirrhosis, non-alcoholic cirrhosis, and you go to liver cancer. So just keeping you up to date with what's going on. Because of the sugar and everything and the starch, it goes to alcohol in your system and not food combining. We have a study that we're going to have in our book that we quote in our book that tells you that the study that was done years and years and years ago with food combining and miscombining your food would lead to alcoholic type damage to the liver. So we are, like Jackie said, we are extremely serious, which is why Globesity is our plea and our attention getter for the world. We want to draw attention to Globesity and help people to have a solution to reverse it. Okay, so I just wanted to throw out those stats because it's alarming. And to be overweight is not to be jolly. It's to be cautious. And you have to really, you're in trouble. You're in a boat that's got a hole in it, okay? And you're going to go down. So, bottom line.